Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, May 29th. And as usual, I always ask for your support, especially in these times. We really do need your support. So everyone who's listening, we kindly ask you to go to your respective stations. You don't have to be in fund drive mode to donate. And like I said, we really need the injection of funds. So whatever you could do to help us, we greatly appreciate it. Our Secretary Pro Tem right now is it's Susan Young. Susan, could you kindly call the roll?
Yes. Nia Fidiaco?
Present.
Evelyn Buffoon?
Present.
Carolyn Burden?
Present.
Lisa Davis?
Present.
Stacy Davis?
Yes, here.
Seth Goldberg? Lane? Tracy Ambrose?
Yeah.
Tracy Rosenberg? Andrea Turner? Jack Van Aken?
Present.
Joe Gonzalez? Is Joe there? We've got enough without him. Donna Warren? Don White?
Don White sends his regrets. He has an emergency. This is Jack.
Okay. Is that Joe?
That was Jack.
That's Jack.
Okay.
Quorum is met.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have sent out the draft agenda. Does everybody have the draft agenda?
Yes.
Okay. I'll read it for the public. The first item on the agenda is roll call for 10 minutes. Elections for permanent chair and secretary, 10 minutes. Approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Approval for the request for proposal for audit services, 60 minutes. 5, set next meeting date, 5 minutes, and then we adjourn to executive session. Okay. So the for now for nominations for permanent chair.
I have a nomination. This is
Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
I would like to nominate Nia Bediaco.
I second that.
So do I.
I accept. Any other nominations?
Move nominations be closed.
I got a minute.
Any other nominations? Going once, twice, thrice. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hang on just a minute. Be slow a little bit.
Okay, not a problem.
Thank you.
And
that Ambrose who moved nominations closed?
Yes.
Doc who seconded. Approve, correct?
Yes.
So, congratulations.
Again.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. There isn't much that I have to say that I'll try to do my best. Do better than I did last year. I would try to improve or whatever we did and to get us through this year. There are, certain things I think that we need to approve, but since we're getting a late start, I won't do that spiel now. Next is permanent secretary, and
I have a nomination. I'd like to nominate Susan Young.
Second.
Come on, I knew you were going to say that.
I accept. Ambrose, that was right.
Yep.
Are there any other nominations?
Move the nomination to be closed.
Okay. All righty. Nomination is closed. Susan, would you like to give your acceptance speech?
I sit ready to serve.
Okay. Thank you very much. Lisa, you want to say something?
No, I'm just going to say something. Like, if only the national elections could be run so smoothly, but not
as smooth as this.
Ding.
Okay. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Okay. So does everybody? I have. I see. I was seeing cockeyed here. I have two number twos, but the approval of the agenda. Does anybody want to move that, please?
So moved.
I move.
Okay. Evelyn moved. Thank you.
Second.
All righty.
Who was that who seconded? Was that Ambrose?
Ambrose.
You really don't need a second. You don't have to drive yourself crazy. You don't need a second.
So there's no objection, is that right?
Right. Okay, did everybody read the minutes that Jamie sent out, which is the thank Jamie again, public, thank Jamie again, publicly? Any corrections to the minutes? I don't have any.
Move approval.
Okay. Ambrose moves to approve the April 20-whatever date that was. And since this is streamed, Susan, if you think you missed anything, after a few days you could go back and check the stream, okay?
Okay.
So you don't drive yourself too crazy to catch everything. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Carolyn Burden here.
Yes?
No objection, but I am not on the list. And if Susan, if you could put me on, or I will write and ask to be put on, I would appreciate it. I haven't seen the minutes.
It's so. Okay. We talked about you before we streamed, so Susan is going to add you.
Wonderful, thank you.
And may I just say this for the stream, because since I'm coming on newly elected, and this is
Carolyn?
I'm sorry, it's Lisa.
Lisa. Okay.
Right. And this is my first committee meeting for this year. I'm not participating one way in the other or the other in terms of approving the minutes. But I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so is that the same with Carolyn?
Yeah, they're not objecting. They're
just
saying
that's correct,
not.
Susan. Thank you. I haven't seen them on these issues. Thank you.
Okay, now moving right along for the big chunk of our work. Could everybody please pull up the draft RFP that I sent out at the wee hours of the morning this morning? Find my own copy here.
And I thank you for putting this in type that I can actually read without my glasses on.
It's coming from somebody who can't see, so
you so appreciate it.
You are welcome. Believe you me. No, I was so guilty. That was just strictly for self-interest, okay?
Move adoption.
Move adoption?
Yes.
Who was that, Ambrose?
Yes.
That was Ambrose. I know you don't need a second, but this was very well prepared.
It is.
Point of information again.
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
You sent this out to the PNB Audit Committee list?
Yes. Yes. Oh, you know what? You weren't at it. Let me send it to your individual email.
Perhaps, yes. And,
okay.
And that'll just be a note that I also need to be added to the PNB Audit Committee list as well.
Yeah. Susan and I will work on adding you and Carolyn during the day one day.
Thank you. And if you could send that out to me directly, too, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Oh, okay. So now the sample RFP, Carolyn, you think?
Yes. The document.
Okay.
I'm not on the list yet.
Okay. Let me find it. No problem. So all the other folks, you're saying that you're good to go with this?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Great, great. Oh, boy, this is so...
Now let me ask you this. I apologize for clarification.
No problem.
For the two, for Carolyn and for Lisa.
Yes.
Have they seen this yet, and are they a part of this vote, or do they need to review it?
They have not seen it. Is there any objection, or you guys can do what you did earlier with the minutes? It's up to you.
No, I will abstain from voting on what I haven't seen so far. Unless it's really short and a quick read. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that Lisa and Carolyn both abstaining?
Well, this is Carolyn speaking.
That's Carolyn. Lisa, would you like to speak to yourself?
Point of information, please. I'm a little confused. Also, I haven't sent Nia, but when you say vote, you're... Right now we're voting on approving the proposal?
Yes.
And will there be any discussion about the proposal? Or because I would just want to say that, and although, you know, I obviously have not looked at it yet, but just I wouldn't want to be prevented from, if there's a full discussion about the proposal or certain things in it and that I'm able to listen to and to hear, you know, what people are saying about it.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be prevented from something like that, you know, but if it's just automatically accepting it, you know, like right
okay.
now. But, right.
First of all, let me apologize. That's my contractor's breaking tiles. I am so, oh, God, I am so sorry. Carolyn, here you are. Okay, I'm sending it now to you folks.
Okay. Thank you.
So what we'll do is if the other folks wouldn't mind just indulging our colleagues here, how about if we go through it pretty quickly? Let's do that, okay? I will start from the top. I'll try to do it quickly. Stop me at any point in time, okay? Did Carolyn, Lisa, did you guys get it yet?
No, it hasn't come through, but that's right.
But it takes a moment sometimes for me to get something.
Okay. Well, the title of it, obviously, is Request for Proposal Letter for Audit Services, has today's date, and it's addressed to managing partner at whatever particular CPA firm, the street address, and so forth.
Do you mind, Nia, if I just insert here a couple of things? One is that we worked on this closely with Lonnie, and that who all participated in the subcommittee?
Yes, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Right.
Okay. First, what I need to let folks know, I asked Pete Korakis to set up a special email address that would be entitled rfp@pacifica.org. So people that want to submit their RFPs electronically, they'll be able to do that. I have not yet heard from Pete Korakis. So I will call him, or if John is listening, maybe John could could help me with that. I'm sorry. So I think in this, we'll want to do that. And as was just mentioned, the people in the working group were Susan Young, Tracy Rosenberg, Ambrose Lane, Lonnie Hicks, and myself. We worked on this. Is there something else you want to add, Susan?
No, that's great.
Okay. So for the public, I'll read. It says, Dear Sir or Madam, our organization is accepting proposals for CPA firms to provide audit and tax services for our organization. We invite your firm to submit a proposal to us by June 30th, 2008 for consideration. A description of our organization, the services needed, and other pertinent information follows. Background of the Pacifica organization. Pacifica Foundation is a 501c3 radio broadcasting organization with 5 member stations. Annual revenues are between $17 million and $18 million per year. The organization employs 170 full-time paid staff, an average of 200 unpaid staff per station. The organization is membership-based and has approximately 95,000 members nationwide, with over 750 million listeners per week. Your organization has a September 30th fiscal year end with a requirement to file an audited financial statement each year. The foundation receives a $1.6 million CPP grant and operates under FCC licensure, depending on what part of the country you're from. Services to be performed, your proposal is expected to cover the following services. 1, annual audit with management letter to be completed in compliance with the September 30th requirement and meetings with the audit committee and with the Pacifica Foundation's board of directors. 2, preparation and filing of 993. 3, certification of CPP annual financial report. And 4, audit of national office and 1 off-site station. Key personnel, the key contacts for information you may seek in preparing your proposal are 1, Nicole Sawyer, Executive Director, it gives her telephone number. Lonnie Hicks, Chief Financial Officer, it gives his telephone number. And the next is your response to this request for proposal. And responding to this request, we request the following. 1, auditing and tax services to companies in the not-for-profit sector, well as associations of a size comparable to Pacifica's. 2, provide information regarding services, associations, or groups and identify them. 3, disclose any affiliation or potential conflict of interest with former or current members of the Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation, employees, contractors, or consultants, or any other potential conflicts of interest. 4, Evelyn? Is Evelyn there? Hello?
I think she is, but I think she's chatting.
But she muted? Jack? Is Jack there? Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yes. Yeah.
Jack is here.
Jack, reading from number 4 for me, please.
Let me
keep going until you find it.
What was number 3?
Number 3, disclose any affiliation or potential conflict of interest with former or current members.
Okay, number 4, identify the partner, manager, and in-charge accountant who will be assigned to the job if you are successful in your bid, and provide biographies. Indicate any complaints against them that have been leveled by the State Board of Accountancy or other regulatory authority. Indicate any corrective actions that have been taken by the firm with respect to these persons. Want me to continue?
Yeah, please.
Okay, 5. Describe how your firm will approach the audit of the organization, including the use of any association or affiliate member firm personnel and the areas that will receive primary emphasis. Also discuss the firm's use of technology in the audit. And finally, describe the communication process used by the firm to discuss issues with the management and audit committees of the board. 6. Set forth your budget and fee proposal for the 2008 audit with whatever information can be given regarding increases in future years. Furnish standard billing rates for classes of professional personnel for each of the last 3 years. 7. Identify the 5 largest clients of your office and provide contact information for clients for reference purposes. 8. If affiliated with a peer review group, provide the name of the group and include a copy of your firm's most recent peer review report, the related letter of comments, and your firm's response to the letter of comments. Evaluation of proposals. Pacifica Foundation's Audit Committee will evaluate proposals on a qualitative basis. This includes a review of the firm's peer review report and related materials, interviews with senior engagement personnel to be assigned to our organization, results of discussions with other clients, and the firm's completeness and timeliness in its response to us. Please submit your response to this request for proposal by June 30, 2008. We would also appreciate a response if you decline to submit a proposal. Sincerely, Nia Bediaco, Audit Committee Chair. What follows is the Pacifica Mission Statement.
Okay, thanks very much.
Excellent.
Lonnie, okay. Hi, Lonnie. Yes. So what I did, I got a copy from the AICPA's website, and we worked on this to refine it. So I think it's also pretty good. When I get the website set up, I will put that right under my name, and that's it. Does anybody?
There's a motion for adoption on the floor, Madam. Here.
Okay.
I should say I'm present, Seth Goldberg.
Okay. Is
who's present?
Seth
who's present?
Goldberg. Seth Goldberg.
Ah, Seth Goldberg. Okay, is present. And
yes.
May I also confirm, is Joe Wanzala?
Okay.
I don't think.
Sorry.
Okay.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there? Lisa, did you want to say something?
No, I just had a question.
A question?
Right.
But okay. Go ahead.
It's not going to be anything that would stop the acceptance of the proposal or not,
okay.
But I was just wondering, and if it's something that a whole lot of other people already know, you know, and I could be schooled in later, that would be fine, but I was just wondering, when it reads, we would also appreciate a response if you decline to submit a proposal, just in terms of understanding the process, these letters, or they are going to be sent out to various companies or?
Yes. I have, I think Nicole's not on the call, is she? I know there are some in the pipeline already. Lonnie sent me some. I think Nicole's in that group that you sent to me, Lonnie?
No, she has some of her own, I think.
Okay, so we're waiting for those with the website. I'll talk with her tomorrow about those. So we'll try to get them out as quickly as possible.
Great.
Yeah, I think it's just nice just to ask. We'd also appreciate a response if you decline to submit a proposal. We don't want to keep waiting. Let's say somebody, you know, recommends somebody. We're here waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, it's just nice to say we're not interested. we don't have the personnel to do this. I'm sorry, for you. So that's why that's there.
And just one other question, if I may.
Yeah.
Could I see the date, June 30th? Just to understand the timeline with this. So if everything operates in a perfect world as we know it normally does in Pacifica, that would mean that the RFPs would go out, I guess next week, is that it? And then that would give them enough time to respond June 30th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
My hope is to get them out no later than, let's say, Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay? Like, I know Lonnie has some, and like I said, Nicole has some. We'll try to get them out. I wanted to get the website set up so I could put that in the letter. And then Lonnie?
Yes.
These will come to my attention at the national office because this has to be on the letterhead, right?
Yeah, we can do that. Not a problem.
Okay. So we could work out those things tomorrow. Any other questions? I know Ambrose's motion is on the floor. Do we have any other questions? Okay. Is there any objection to approving the RFP with the amendments that I'll add to the website as quickly as possible, and it will be on Pacifica's letterhead? Objection to that?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Would you clarify for me what the amendment is?
That I will add the email address. I'm sorry. I said website. The email address. RFP@pacifica.org.
Okay.
I just thought about that last night after I did all that. Okay, hearing no objection. That's it. Thank you very much, folks, for that item.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the support from the members. Okay, next thing on the agenda is... the next meeting date. Now, if June 30th is our deadline, Lonnie, when do you think that we should meet? We're giving them until June 30th, so we don't really need to meet until July, correct? Lonnie?
Question, Mia?
Yes, Evelyn?
If we start to get responses, can you start to forward those out to the committee?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely
okay.
will. I need to search
okay.
for the couple that I have. When I speak with Nicole tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and with Lonnie, I'll have her send me what she got, and then I'll just send them out in one bunch.
Great.
Okay. The only thing with Yahoo, which I learned... I sent something out, and it doesn't, for attachments, it doesn't hold over X number of bytes, which is not good.
Yeah, it's very limited.
Yeah, so I have to send them to your individual emails, probably.
Sometimes if you just spend the $20 a year, you can get the higher class Yahoo Mail.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't even want to... spend 20 pennies for Pacifica right now, so I'll just find a way to put it into the email itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Susan?
May I ask two questions? One is, the list of firms to be contacted,
mm-hmm.
we're receiving names from Lonnie and Nicole.
Yes.
Yes.
And who else? Any board member or anyone who suggests?
Well, whosoever responds to the RFP.
Where does the RFP get sent?
Lonnie, where are you sending it to?
Well, you can post the RFP on Pacifica List, which is something we do, because we're talking about a Northern California firm. And then the other thing is that we get referrals from firms that aren't interested, but predominantly that's the way we've done it. Putting an ad in accounting periodicals with our timeline can be difficult because it's short time period.
And it's not productive.
Yeah, and it's not productive. You don't get a whole lot of responses. But most of the ones we get have been referrals. That is, we talk to a firm. Even though they're not interested, they usually will give you two or three other firms that do nonprofits. Actually, it's a small universe of firms, nonprofits. It's a subspecialty for most firms.
So the people who are most likely to be making those outreach calls are you and Nicole?
Yeah, or anyone else that knows a nonprofit firm and can get some referrals to us.
And it's also going on Craigslist and
going on Craigslist, which is a popular way here in Northern California.
Okay. And the other thing is I wanted to clarify, were Carolyn and Lisa voting or abstaining when we approved the RFP?
Thank you for asking again, Susan. No, I will abstain because I didn't have time to really study it.
So is that Carolyn?
Process. This is Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Okay, great.
Well, I was, because I mean, I was reading it online and listening to what people were saying and all that kind of stuff. And as a letter, I didn't have any problems with it. And I think under that case, I feel comfortable with voting, you know.
Okay, great. So I will not list you as an abstention. That's great. Right.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'm going to also suggest that maybe we send this to the AICPA. And the National Association of Black Accountants.
AICPA?
AICPA.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can post it.
ICPA and the National Association of Black Accountants.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Do we have an address on them?
Yes, I do. I can forward it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Lisa.
What does AICPA stand for? I know it's an acronym for something.
It's you figure. I'm just putting a I'm pulling a blank here now. Just 1 second.
Association Certified Public Accountants.
Okay. Just for people on also out there in dreamland.
What did you say, Lisa?
I said also just
American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
Yeah, that's it.
thanks.
Sorry, I couldn't get my mute off.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct. And I'm preoccupied.
And yeah, I'll forward that to you and also to Lonnie and Nicole.
Yes, please. Sort of something else. Oh, geez. Running a blank. Ooh, I'm so sorry about this. I thought about another question for Lonnie, and it just went out of my mind. I don't believe this. The posting, the timing. Oh, in terms of the questions that we're going to ask, I think we need to meet. I know Nicole said that she would like to submit questions.
Mm-hmm.
What I think we should organize it in such a way, whatever number of questions that we get, that everyone on the call takes a turn in asking the prospect's questions. So in the interim, we need to just send me whatever your questions are, and I could put them together so that they're organized. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if people want to pick, you know, which ones they want to ask and so forth, it doesn't really matter. You know, I'm pretty flexible with that. But just so that we have the questions ready. So back to our next meeting date. And if we said June 30th, where is July? Is everybody going on vacation in July?
Did you say June 30?
Yeah, that's the deadline for the RFP.
We have a holiday on the
4th. Oh,
they're looking at the 8th or 9th, assuming Monday's crowded.
Okay. July. And is there anything on kpftx.org? Or,
I'll go to that right now.
Okay. Excuse me, Jack? Jack?
Sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Could you, I'm just going to ask Jack to chair for me for 5 seconds, please. Five minutes, rather.
Sure, fine.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I noticed that the 8th and 9th are open, 8th and 9th of July are open on KPFTX. Today is a Thursday, so that doesn't help.
Tuesday, Wednesday, 8th and 9th.
Tuesday the 8th or Wednesday the 9th. Does anyone have a conflict?
Thursdays are always.
Was that Doc?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you sound a little muffled.
Difficult, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for me too.
Is this June 8th and 9th?
We're looking at July.
July, okay.
Okay, Wednesdays are bad for DACA. Is there anyone who has a serious problem with the Tuesday, especially specifically July 8th?
No. Was Monday ruled out for any particular reason?
Just because it's the return day from the holiday, holiday weekend, and then
right. Okay.
We've also got an important regularly scheduled committee meeting for KPFT that I chair.
Okay. Well,
on Monday.
Tuesday's race is looking pretty good. I don't think our chair voiced any objection when she's away.
Because she stepped away.
Yeah. Is there a motion to set our next meeting date for Tuesday, July the 8th?
Second.
Is there any objection to setting that as our next meeting date? Okay, fine. So then
I'm back.
Next meeting day will be Tuesday, July the 8th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jack.
Well, there we go.
July 8th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Okay. What's next on our agenda here? That's it. So, could someone make a motion to please adjourn to executive session?
So moved.
May I just say one other thing?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Possible consideration. I mean, only because I know we're working with such a tight deadline, but if there's some reason, some unforeseen snag were to come up between now and the 30th, that we could always, there wouldn't be much of a problem with us scheduling a meeting, you know, to deal with that or something, would there?
Yes, we just have to make sure that I give 7 days notice, which that's not a, yeah, there's, you know, I think we're pretty flexible with those things.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Does anybody object to that, for that contingent plan? No.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, what is it? I couldn't hear. What is it that we've okayed? I have no objection.
Okay, I think she's basically asking the chair, Lisa, if necessary to poll for a meeting before June 30th.
I'm sorry.
If a meeting
is necessary, correct?
Right, exactly. Okay. If there was some unforeseen snag that were to come up, then we needed to meet, you know, before the July date.
Okay. And Evelyn moved to adjourn. I heard Evelyn.
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning to executive session? Don't go away.